And I think what I'm enjoying about this Sibos is probably summarized in one word, which is pragmatic. I'm finding that all of the technology conversations are pragmatically focused on either how does this help the bank grow, how does this help the bank reduce cost or become more efficient, and how does this help the bank reduce risk. So let me give you some examples. So when people talk about, for example, technology trends like machine learning or artificial intelligence, people are immediately looking for use cases of how does that help in automation of loan decisioning, or how does that help in detecting errors before a trade in capital markets. Or if people talk about use cases in blockchain, they're starting to say, how does that create a trusted marketplace for the trading of participations in syndicated loans? Or how does that help me in providence in trade finance? So becoming very, very pragmatic, which I think is very healthy. Growth, cost, risk, very pragmatic focus on technology. We're seeing very interesting trends in very interesting markets. So in the Australian market, and then I'll work north, in the Australian market, it's one of the most innovative markets in the world for everything that we're doing around connected corporate banking. So we work with all of the major Australian banks, as well as the tier two and tier three banks, in this notion of connected corporate banking. Lending, trade, cash, payments, corporate channels, integrated view from the relationship manager, integrated view from the corporate customer. It's really, really compelling. If I come further north, and let's go to, let's take Myanmar and some of the emerging economies in Asia, we're seeing that those banks are leapfrogging in their capability to become digital banks, branchless banks, cashless banks, ATM-less banks, and really expand financial inclusion and financial services pretty much for the whole population. So very exciting what that means by bringing people into financial services. If I look at some of the growth areas, obviously China is a very robust economy and we're doing very well there. More than 60 Chinese banks are with us now on our solutions as Finastra. And of course, generally speaking, everybody's interested in payments. And this, of course, is a payments conference, a correspondent banking conference. So there's a lot of interest in real time, in immediate, and how banks can A, comply, but also turn that into value. But I think, first of all, it starts with the philosophy, which is we have to realize as a provider that 90% of the innovation will not come from us. A bank has to realize that 90% of the innovation will not come from the bank. Both of us have to realize that 90% of the innovation will not come from the country the bank is in. So being open, and that's what we stand for, as you look around our brand, that we want to be the open platform of the future, is very much about embracing capability and embracing innovation from wherever it comes. And then you have to ask yourself, so what is that capability? What is that competence you need to have? So the ability to have seamless, frictionless integration obviously drives APIs and apification as a capability, but it's also the ability to work seamlessly with fintech. So we already consume in our proposition more than 100 fintech propositions as part of our overall solution offering back to the market. So we're seeing that the flywheel is moving faster and faster and faster as we embrace seamless integration through APIs and embrace the fintech community. Yeah, so it's a good question. So I see banks moving not just forward, but also upward, and I'll explain what I mean. And I see them investing in simplification, investing in rationalization, investing in industrialization. So when I say that I see them moving forward, they're looking to providers like Finastra to help them with their core mission critical processes, whereas their internal developers, because they can develop directly on top of our platform, as a platform as a service, they don't have to worry about single sign-on or integration or security or interoperability at a core process. They can move upwards and focus purely their internal resources on innovation. And that, I think, is something game-changing. Yes, we made a recent announcement which was groundbreaking in the area of complex lending. So you may have seen this, if not, I'll talk briefly about it. It's Finastra plus R3 and the Corda platform and seven international banks who those seven represent 10 to 15% of global syndicated lending. And what this allows them to do is to compress the upstream time to work with the agents working on the syndicated loans from 25 days to 1 day. And then second step allows them to build a marketplace, a platform-based marketplace for the trading of participations in syndicated loans. That's a huge announcement. We're the first in the world. I suspect we might even be the only ones in the world who can do it because of that first mover advantage. We're also working in trade finance around providence in terms of the origin of products and where they come from, all the way through the supply chain and how that supply chain can be financed, not at a corporate level, but maybe even at a product line level of that corporate. Yeah, so like everything, there's a hype curve. So 2 years ago at Sibos, blockchain was at the top of the hype curve. Now maybe it's in the valley of despair before it becomes mainstream. right? Last year was maybe machine learning and artificial intelligence. This year is all about microservices and APIs. So I think blockchain is probably on the edge of genuine use cases that are tangible, repeatable value. So sometime in the next 1 to 2 years. We're already involved in complex lending as an example, but everything is moving through that curve.